it came to pass that the day after that he went into a city called Nain, and many of his disciples went with him and much people. Now when he came nigh to the gate of the city, behold, there's a dead man carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow, and much people of the city was with her. And when the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her. That's just like him, ain't it? Said to her, "Weep not." He came and touched the bier, or that coffin. And they that bare him stood still. He said, "Young man, I say unto thee, arise." And he that was dead sat up and began to speak. He delivered him to his mother. She is probably the only one left. And there came a fear. Praise God. And there came a fear on all, and they glorified God, saying that a great prophet's risen up among us, and that God hath visited his people. And this rumor of him went forth throughout all Judea and throughout all the region round about. And the disciples of John showed him of all these things. Thank you for standing tonight of honoring the reading of the Word of God. In verse number 17, there you'll see the Bible says, "And this rumor of him went forth." I won't preach on this Bible thought tonight. There's a rumor going around. There's a rumor going around. You see, rumor has it there was a funeral possession. I like what it said in verse number 11. Came to pass the day after he went to a city called Nain, and many of his disciples with him, and much people. There was two classes of people going. It was two marches here going on in the text, just like it's going on tonight. There's one group following the master to the city, and there's another group following the mother to the cemetery. I'm glad I'm following the master to the city tonight. I'm glad I'm in that crowd that's headed to the city where the builder and the maker is God. Abraham said that he looked for a city where the builder and the maker was God. Don't be looking for much down here. Honey, you'll not find a lot here in this world, but thank God there's a promise to another world tonight. I'm glad I'm following the master to the city. And one glorious day, on that daybreak, on that golden shore, on that getting up morning, honey, we'll be in the city that's fairer than the day, that's brighter than the morning sun. I'm glad he's the lily of the valley and the bright and the morning star. Why, he's the rose of Sharon. He's the great I am. He's the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except by him tonight. Rumor has it they was a funeral possession. Oh my, you'll notice here there was some tears of a bereaved mother. You know, I've noticed something, Pastor, in a long time, that on the trails of a lot of dead boys, there's a crying mama. Boy, I'm glad that there's some mamas around that can shed tears for their young'uns. Mamas, can I tell you tonight, just hold on and keep shedding tears. Because I've noticed in the Bible, if you want to know where you can find our Lord, He loves to hang out around the trail of shedding tears. I don't find out where they shot up a flare. I don't find out where they waved a flag. I just noticed that He walked upon a graveyard and He come there to do a work. Ain't you glad God left His world and come to a graveyard to touch us in our death situation? Ain't you glad on getting up morning, we'll all get up with the Savior by the good grace of God. Rumor has it was a funeral procession. Now you'll notice in this text of reading, first of all, there was a heartbroken mother. The Bible said that no doubt it was her only son. Said it was a dead man carried out. Seemed like all hope was gone. The only son of his mother. And if that wasn't enough, she is a widow. I don't know how long it'd been since her husband had died. Boy, isn't it amazing how that situation seems like that it just piles up down where we live. You say, well, preacher, everything's going okay at my house. Hang on, honey. The Bible said man that is born of woman is a few days and full of trouble. I believe with all my heart tonight we see a heartbroken mother. But secondly, in verse 13, we see a help-brought master. Bible said when the Lord saw her, He had compassion on her and said to her, weep not. Not only a heartbroken mother and a help-brought master, but I want to tell you tonight in verse 14, there was a heaven-bought miracle. Bible said He came and touched the bier, and they that bare Him stood still and said, young man, I say unto thee, arise. My goodness. It was a heartbroken mother, a help-brought master. It was a heaven-bought miracle, and it was a hallelujah big meeting. What are you saying, preacher? I'm saying, honey, ain't it amazing when Jesus comes by and touches dead people and raises them in the newness of life? Never get over the mystery of a great resurrection. Never get over the miracle of what Jesus has done for you. What He's done for me. Oh, my, rumor has it, it was a funeral procession. And then number two, rumor has it, there was a faithful compassion. Verse 13, when the Lord saw her, He had compassion on her and said to her, weep not. Now, I do believe in bringing people to the Lord, but in this particular text, honey, the Lord came to the situation. Isn't that amazing? That's just like our Lord having compassion. Notice His ways of compassion. The Master approached by grace. You remember the day that the Master showed up down at your dead situation? Boy, I'm glad He come by. I was in a coffin, a dead man. Minding my own me. You say, well, I found the Lord. No, you didn't, honey. He found you. You better get that doctrine right. You better get your theology right. A dead man can't get to God. But I'm glad the God man can get to a dead man. I'm glad He come my way one glorious day. Spoke to my dead situation and gave me life by the good grace. Hell, I'm glad I'm saved. I'm glad I was headed to the graveyard and He sought me out. Hallelujah. Sought me out. My goodness, I hear story tell it. Rumor has it was a funeral procession. Rumor has it there was a faithful compassion. The ways of compassion. Then watch this, the work of compassion. He touched the bier. I tell you, you'll know when Jesus touches you. You say, preacher, how can I know when I'm saved? You'll know it. You won't have to wonder long about it. He'll prove Himself. Oh my, we see the way of compassion, the work of compassion. But I like this, the word of compassion. He said, young man, arise. Can I tell you tonight, it's still the word. Every mortician in the country could have hollered, young man, get up. But it wouldn't have worked. But the word. The Lamb of God spoke to him and said, young man, arise. Why, Lord, it's just like old Lazarus. If He hadn't said, Lazarus, come forth, He'd have cleaned out every graveyard in that country. If He hadn't said, young man, arise, honey, every graveyard would have got up. I'm glad He knows us by name tonight. Boy, His way of compassion. He come to you and you didn't even send Him an email. You didn't even give Him a telephone. Ain't that just like Jesus come by and get up in your business? I mean, ain't that just like him? Ain't nobody like him. You sitting around drinking your beer, smoking your weed, running around acting like somebody crazy, taking God's name in vain, hanging out in places we know where we ought to not be in. And all of a sudden, by the way of compassion, Jesus come by. We was all headed to the graveyard. I'm glad he come to my box and said, boy, get up and get out. Great glory. Arise, arise, arise. I noticed them got out of the box every now and then. They'll get up. They'll arise. I wonder about people say they know the Lord Jesus, they don't ever get up. Thank God. The Bible said, hey, them that know Him will testify of Him. You may not lap the building. You may not swing off the chandelier. But honey, ought to be something in your heart that gets up when worship breaks out. Thank God. I'm glad He come my way that great day. Woo. Hallelujah. I'm glad I'm saved tonight. Thank God I'm glad I'm saved. Oh, He come by the graveyard. Oh, Lord, it's helping me tonight. Oh, I bless His good name. The ways of compassion, the work of compassion, but the word of compassion. Young man, arise. Lord, I don't see no drama team got him up. I just had to hit that. I ain't got to hit it today. Amen. The Word of God. Oh, I like what He said. Turn over, if you would, over to John's Gospel just a second. I want to read something to you about that precious Word of God. John 1:1. In the beginning was the Word. It does not imply a start, but a state. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. And the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him. Without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Verse 14, the Word was made flesh, the Lord Jesus, and dwelt among us. Isn't that amazing? He left His world to come to our world. And we beheld His glory. My goodness, ain't very many people ever seen His glory. I'm glad we've seen a little of His glory this morning. Amen. Most Baptist churches see a lot of granny, but no glory. Amen. Hey, thank God we can see glory in these days. And the glory is the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Boy, I tell you what glory is. It's full of grace and truth. My, tonight, rumor has it, there's a funeral procession. Rumor has it was a faithful compassion. But in verse 16, rumor has it, there was a fearful impression. He said there came fear on all, and they glorified God. You know something? We ought to stand in awe when people get saved. Said they all fear. Isn't it amazing when God... Can you imagine this morning? The God of glory come by. Drew people by His mercy and love and compassion. And they responded by faith. Responded by faith. Honey, listen, you're not a robot. If you're going to get saved, you got to respond by faith. Aren't you glad when He reached down in your dark, depraved hour and you reached back by faith? Oh, Lord, that ought to bring fear in our eyes tonight to realize somebody as holy and as wonderful as He would walk through this place and save an old sinner. Oh, fear fell upon them all. What's happened to the fear of God in America? It's gone tonight. Fear of God's gone in our churches. Friend, I'm going to tell you how we ought to reverence a God tonight. I'm not Reverend Bowman. He's Reverend God. Holy and Reverend is His name. They call me to preach a funeral. They put Reverend Bowman on there. I want to throw it out the window. Reverend means holy. Honey, let me tell you, if it wasn't for the grace of God, we'd all be in hell tonight. I thank Brother Ken, I do fine. I thank Pastor, I do well with me. Oh, what are you saying tonight, friend? Oh, my, rumor has it. There was a funeral procession. There was a faithful compassion. There was a fearful impression. Verse 16, I like what they said. They said, there came a fear on all that glorified God, saying, a great prophet's risen up among us, and that God hath visited His people. There was a factful expression. They said, God's been here. Boy, ain't you glad that God hath visited His people? Aren't you glad that He came to a big graveyard? We all were sinners dying in our sin. Moses received the law, but he couldn't save us. Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord, but Noah couldn't save us. Joseph, as a good a man as he was, Job, as a good a man as he was, all of them men could not save us. But the Lord Jesus Christ hung on an old cross, died for our sins. My goodness, there's a factful expression. God hath visited His people. What kind of church would this be if God never moved amongst His people? How pitiful. How pitiful. People went to church this morning, knew nothing about the glory nor the grace of our Lord. They walked in a church building and they left out worse than how they came. Friend, when God visits His people, there'll always be impressions that's left. We had a service this morning that's indescribable. We had a service this morning like none other ever will be. It'll never be a service, never again, just like that. Rumor has it, there's a funeral procession. There's a faithful compassion. There's a fearful impression. There was a factful expression. And then lastly, rumor has it, there was a fervent extension. He said this, and this rumor of Him went forth throughout all Judea and throughout all the region round about. And the disciples of John showed Him of all these things. A fervent extension. You see, aren't you glad somebody let you in on a rumor? You see, I looked up that word rumor. You know what it means? A break in silence. Boy, I'm glad somebody told me about Jesus. I'm so glad somebody told me He could save something like me. Boy, I bless His good name tonight. You know, we're fixing to conduct or go into one of the greatest things that the New Testament church has to do tonight. I believe there's two divine ordinances. One is water baptism by immersion. And two is the Lord's Supper. You know, some people believe in three. They believe in foot washing. That's fine. That's all right. I got no issue with that. But I do believe the two things that the main ordinance that Jesus taught us to do was baptism and communion. And tonight I want you, if you would, to turn with us over to 1 Corinthians. I want you, if you would, look at chapter number 11. And here it says in verse 23, "For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which He was betrayed, He took bread. And when He had given thanks, He break it and said, take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup, and when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament of my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. It's all about our Savior tonight, friend. My goodness, I stand amazed at the God of glory. Then he said this, but let a man, verse 28, examine himself. So let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. I'm going to ask Miss Sherry if she would come. She'd play something for me softly tonight. I always like to try to open these altars up. He said, let a man examine himself and let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. If you're saved tonight, then the Lord instructs us to take a communion. It shows His body as the bread, the death that He gave, His life. As this grape juice, it represents His blood that was shed on the cross, that we partake of both. He said, do this till He come. Then He says, he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body, not respecting what you're doing. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and well, even many sleep. Preacher, are you perfect? No, I'm not perfect. But I can tell you what I'm striving for tonight. It's to be in the right fellowship with my Lord and my brother and my sister. Tonight I want to open this altar. If it's anything you need to do, you come. Whatever's on your heart, if you want to talk to the Lord. It's times for you tonight. Before we go further in this service, you just mind the Lord. Anything you need to do tonight, you come.